Our scripture reading for tonight's lesson is taken from Psalm 136. Psalm 136 and verse 1. Psalm 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We're glad that you are here with us as we are continuing our examination of the book of Psalms. We're taking it one psalm at a time, and so numerically we get to 136. Now we need to remind ourselves each psalm is its own body of work. It's its own document. It does not follow, content-wise, the events of 135. It does not lead you into the events of 137. It is a standalone document written in Hebrew. The way that Hebrews would often express ideas is they would build a bridge, if you will, and they would make a statement and they would say it, and then they'd come back and make it again and take it just a little bit further. So a lot of times in Hebrew writings, you'll see a common phrase repeated, and I think that is on highlight tonight with our psalm. And you can entitle it, as I mentioned this morning, "For His Mercy Endureth Forever." And you're going to hear that a lot tonight. You may be sick of hearing it by the time we finish the lesson tonight, but as long as you get the point of the lesson, I don't care if you're sick and tired of hearing it or not. I want us to look at that, and I say that politely, of course. I want us to look at this phrase, though, "His mercy endureth forever," because it's actually found 41 times throughout Scripture. And I want us to quickly mention those. Go back with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. The first book of all the events of the Old Testament, chronologically laid out. 1 Chronicles 16 and 34. This is the first mention that we have of it. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Boy, that sounds just like Psalm 136 and verse 1. So there's your first appearance. Your second one is in verse 41 of this same chapter. "And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name to give thanks to the Lord, because His mercy endureth forever." And you can go back and read all the context of these verses. But go with me now to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 13. We see it popping up again. 2 Chronicles 5:13. The Bible says, "It came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, For He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord." So they have said it, and then God has manifested Himself. Go with me to the 7th chapter and the 3rd verse. 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 3. "And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground and worshipped upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For He is good, for His mercies endureth forever." Jump down to verse 6. "And the priests waited on their offices, and the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because His mercy endureth forever, when David praised by their ministry. And the priests sounded the trumpets before them, and all of Israel stood." So they stood up when they heard this music in order to show the reverence of God. Go with me to the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 20 and 21. We're almost done, I promise. "And when they rose early in the morning, they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, for He shall be established. Believe His prophets, so shall ye prosper. When He had consulted with the people, He appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever." So we're seeing in the chronological events of the Old Testament, this phrase is repeated. It's found once in the book of Jeremiah 33 and verse number 11. Jeremiah 33 and 11, the Bible says, "The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, and the voice of them that shall say, Praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as it was at the first, saith the Lord." And one more time, we'll go to the book of Ezra, chapter 3, and Ezra, chapter 3, and verse 1. I don't know why I gave that to you out of order, but just overlooked that. The Bible says, "And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks to the Lord, because He is good, for His mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout, and they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid." Now, that's not 41 times, but we still have 33 to go, and all 33 are found in the book of Psalms. That's where we'll spend the rest of our evening. Go with me first to Psalm 106 and verse 1. Psalm 106, and if you've looked at the psalm, you know we only have a few to get to. Psalm 106 and verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Psalm 107 and verse 1. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Now go to Psalm 118 with me. Verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, and verse 29. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let now them that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever." Verse 29, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Well, that's a lot of times this praise is repeated. And now we get to our psalm under consideration tonight, Psalm 136. And we're going to find it the remaining 26 times, because there are 26 verses in Psalm 136, and each one ends with that same refrain. You may want to call Psalm 136 a responsive reading. Something is said, and then the common phrase is repeated after that. And like I said, we may grow weary of reading it or repeating it or hearing this phrase, but we should never grow weary of receiving His mercy. Because every day of our lives, we are in need of this mercy. God is a God of mercy, and it is in His very nature. Let's look at our psalm, and we'll break it up here. Verses 1, 2, and 3, we're going to see it as a psalm of thanksgiving. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for His mercy endureth forever." Thanking God for what He's done. Now, here's what I find interesting. Verse 1, 2, and 3, all three directly address God, and all three of them directly address God by a different name. There are a couple of names which God goes by, especially in the Old Testament. And so the first one, Lord, L-O-R-D, that's Jehovah God in heaven. He's the Jehovah of the covenant, verse 1. Verse 2, He is the God, capital G, that is Elohim, or that means God of divine power. And then in verse 3 talks about the Lord of Lords. That's the phrase Adonai. That means of authority. So if you're reading this and you were a Hebrew at the time, you would realize that you're talking about the same person and same attributes, but you've called Him three different names. Verses 5 through 9, we're going to see the goodness of, well, verses 4 through 9, excuse me, the goodness of God is seen in His creation. "To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. To the sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. And the moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever." The psalmist is going to call to his reader's attention facts that they know. And he's going to use these facts to illustrate the goodness of God's mercy. And so one of them is seen when he stretched out the earth and placed the stars where they go and the sun and the moon. The account of creation we find in Genesis the first and in the second chapter. Now we pick back up in verse 10 through verse 15. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever, with a strong hand and a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. So the psalmist has gone from the account of creation to the deliverance of Israel from Egypt. And he says in all these different accounts, when he caused the Red Sea to open, the Red Sea to close, when he with a strong hand pulled you out of bondage, out of captivity, that is God showing his mercy to you. Let's keep going. Verses 16 through 22. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever, even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. So he's gone from creation to leaving Egypt, the Exodus. And now we see the goodness of God is seen in leading Israel through the wilderness and giving them the land that was promised to Israel, his servant. As we talked about last Psalm, Bashan and Og, we don't really read a whole lot about them, but they're prominent, powerful kings that withstood Moses when they were making their way through the wilderness, and God defeats them so his people can have what he has promised. Let's continue. Verses 23 and 24. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Once they get into the wilderness, then we see the extended care plan that God has for his children. He continued to care for them, and look at verse 25, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. This tells me that goodness is not limited to Israel. It is now for the purpose of blessing all the families in the earth, of the earth. God kept his remnant there so that all families one day could be blessed. And then our last verse of the psalm, oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. God of heaven, he's the God that is over us all. He starts at the beginning in creation, and he ends with God being above us all. Well, that's a lovely thought, isn't it? For his mercy endureth forever, but all these times. But this psalm doesn't even really tell the half of the story. This would just be my introductory material if I were to try to expound all of the goodness and the mercy of God, because his goodness is shown all the way through the New Testament. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That shows me the goodness of God and that he sent his Son to die for everyone. Romans 5:5-8, when we were without sin, or when we were without God, he sent his Son that he should die for us. That's the goodness of God on display. Ephesians 2:4-5, God who is rich in mercy, for his mercy endureth forever. Titus 3:5, it's not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to the mercy that he saved us, the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. It's not by my good works or your good works, or if we added everybody's good works up, but it's by the mercy of God. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father above. There's no variableness, neither a shadow of turning in his mercy. James 5:11, the Lord is very pitiful, and he's of tender mercy. 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of Lord Jesus, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us with a lively hope, his abundant mercy. Jude in verse 2, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. One of my favorite passages from the book of Jude. And Jude 21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. The psalmist starts at the beginning and he ends with God being over us. And if you follow that idea of mercy throughout the rest of the Bible, through the mercy of God and us being obedient unto Him through Jesus Christ, we can have abundant eternal life. Why? Because His mercy endureth forever. The God that did all these things in Psalm 136 is the same God that we have assembled to worship tonight. If Israel could find joy in the praise of their God, how much more can we find joy for praising our God by its way that's the same God? But He has done so much for us, He's getting us to this point and everything He's doing for us at this time. What is our invitation? Our invitation is to join in as they would be singing this psalm, and after every refrain say, for His mercy endureth forever. Now the question becomes, how do I take advantage of that mercy? Just because His mercy endures forever, you still have to meet God on His terms, that being obedience to the gospel. You hear, believe, repent, confess, and are baptized. If you have not put on Christ in baptism tonight, let me plead with you, why not do so? His mercy endureth forever. That's a promise.